Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Perez, Drescher, On the Gate.
Welcome to On the Gate Podcast, episode 101. How you doing, Pop?
I'm good, Pop.
My co-host.
102, King.
102?
Yeah.
We don't even fucking know what fucking episode we're fucking on.
102,
Matt, can you fix this camera for me a little bit? Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Yeah, you got to go closer. Lev's not in the shot anymore, so you can...
We have a great show today. Great guest.
Amazing guest.
Amazing guest. Someone I've been trying to get on for fucking months.
Your co-host from the Lev Fur podcast.
Yeah.
The great Lev Fur.
The great Lev Fur, everyone.
So good to be here, boys. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah. I feel like you just punched the clock to come on here.
I've never been more excited in my life. This is going to be huge.
You sound like you're on your... Yeah, it is going to be huge.
First, I want to thank you for manipulating him into coming here.
He said there was food under my chair. But I keep reaching, and there's nothing. No, the problem with doing your guys' show, it's at 3 o'clock, which really means from 2 to 7,
yeah,
I will be in New York City traffic.
Right.
So that.
Yeah.
But because you guys are, you know, you're recording a few right after my show.
Yeah, this,
I got no problem with
this,
that.
This week, because everybody's heading out to fucking the Poconos, we've had to record a couple extra.
It's a Jewish place.
Mm-hmm. The Poconos.
Poconos?
They poke their nose into everything. Those Hebrews.
How you feeling? You look horrible.
I look like shit. Yeah. Don't I think it's part of this is lighting, but I have like a sinus thing in my face.
Change the lighting, Matt. Make him look better.
Look how fucking, like, look at that. I'm so overexposed here. Don't talk about my red tits.
He looks greasy.
Yeah, I look awful.
Yeah. He looks horrible. I've been meaning to tell you, I feel like you should get a new headshot. Have you seen your headshot recently?
9mm, if I could pick it. yeah, I know. It kind of stinks. I do need to get one. I need to lose some fucking weight, dude, before I do that.
Well, you got the dark circles in the one. The one that's being used now. Hair looks great.
Dude, I look like Artie Lang right now. Like, look how fucking puffed
dude,
out.
Dude, you want to know what's wild? I was watching some old Artie Lang stuff the other night, and you remind me of him 100%.
But can I just say, though, that, like, Artie Lang aesthetic of a Yankees cap and a fucking jacket and just looking like gruffled shit.
Yeah.
Is still sick.
Yeah.
It's sick. That's a cool look. Dave Attell is the coolest look.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
The skull cap under the
Dave Attell
cap.
Just looks like he stinks like cigarettes. That's how he looks.
He looks like a janitor.
Yeah.
He legit looks like all my mom's coworkers.
Every time I see Dave Attell, it's 1 a.m. He's got a full iced coffee. And I'm like, God damn, we have different lives, dude. Just 1 a.m. pounded an icer, dude.
I would imagine he probably wakes up late in the day. I would think so. Right? Because he's out in the evening fucking running crazy.
But he's like an older guy. I feel like older guys naturally wake up at like 7 a.m.
Yeah, you only need 4 or 5 hours of sleep.
Yeah,
they show up with the sun.
Like Big Daddy Trump, he only sleeps for like a couple hours a day, I think.
Who, Donnie?
Yeah. He only sleeps like 3 or 4 hours a day.
He's out there grinding.
It's pretty wild.
He's out there grinding, getting ready.
On Adderall.
Biden sleeps for 24 hours a day.
For months. I'm excited. I'm not going to front. I'm excited to see what happens in the next couple months with the...
Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah.
It's so fun. I love elections. It's just so fun to watch. It's so entertaining. It's sports. Like Tim Dillon did a great comparison about it, but it's riveting, especially now what American politics is now. It's high drama.
Oh, yeah.
Reality TV can't with...
No, yeah.
No, it's because everybody's invested now. Like, they're emotionally invested. Where when Trump won, you had people crying in Bushwick.
Oh, yeah.
Crying
screaming.
In the streets. No! Screaming.
Like, even if you're not a Trump supporter, when you hear about people crying, you're like, f*** those people.
Yeah.
I'm glad those people are upset.
Yes.
I just want whiny people to be upset, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
If the whiny people were on the other side and they're whining, like... I want to see you cry.
Yeah.
You suck.
They spent 4 years shitting on this guy that they didn't have time to look around and be like, wow, cheap gas.
Well,
low taxes. Like,
my
they
mother,
just wasted all their time and energy.
My mother is one of these
man.
People that has become emotionally invested in this politics thing, which is very nuts to me. It lets me know she has she has just time on her hands.
Yeah.
And all she does is watch CNN and shit. But she called me the other day to tell me, she's like, I voted for Nikki Haley. Kim, because she's also a Republican. My mother, not a Republican. So, I mean, he's shaking people that they're still voting Republican, just not
Well, Nikki, I mean, Nikki Haley, to me, Nikki Haley is the scariest outcome of the four people that could be president.
I don't even know who that is.
I don't even know, dude.
I don't even Nikki, know. It's a girl or a guy?
Pull up a picture of her.
She's a lady, and she scares the shit out of me because she's like frothing at the mouth to go to war. She really wants to like teach a lesson to our enemies, whereas right. like, I promise, if Nikki Haley's in, we're in a hot war very quickly. And the other thing, she's like against internet anonymity. So every single comment you'll ever leave on the internet will be tied to your identity. Like they're just she's literally like, if you dig into what she really believes in, she's like a fucking supervillain, dude. Mm. Every belief she has is so corporate funded by private interests. I just can't stand her.
Yeah, I don't trust nobody with no upper lip. That's my thing. I have issues with that.
Yeah, I like RFK. He's pretty cool.
Yeah, Robbie? If he didn't sound like that, I'd be for it, but it's just hearing him is so fucking
well,
annoying.
Well, he sounds like he's already survived an assassination, which is like fun. Like he's already taken a bullet to the neck, you know?
He's just taking Bernie's place. Bernie's not around, so all the Bernie bros went to him.
Someone tried to kill RFK too?
I don't think so, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that want RFK dead, dude.
Yeah. Bobby and JFK both assassinated, probably due to the sins of like whoever was mad at their father, Big Joe, right? It's their father who was the gangster, the bootlegger and the runner, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, fucking JFK started exposing shit, and like the last speech he did, he was like trying to out the Illuminati, whatever the fuck.
He wanted the CIA to cease operations because they were like doing shit under his nose.
Yeah, he tried to put the money back on gold standards. He tried, you know, doing shit with the gas dollar and stuff, and they were just like, no.
They had a secret underwear business that they were like using to smuggle shit. It was called Fruit of the Illuminati. Just gonna ruin your show.
They're laughing at home.
That
baby.
Poconos one was good, so I forgive you for that. Fruit of the Illuminati.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what happens. I really liked fucking Vivek, dude. I thought Vivek was really
the Indian guy.
Yeah,
fuck that.
He was doing a lot of like, he was taking Obama's mannerisms and Trump's mannerisms and going like, oh, that works. People like that.
Yeah.
But I like that. Like, you hear him talk about China and like upcoming trade wars. He's very honest about where we're at with that shit, and I believe him. So I liked him a lot.
And that's why he will not win.
That's a problem, yeah.
Because he's an honest dude.
He's an honest dude.
Also, the White House doesn't have good parking for carpets. It's just, you know.
He's in the lobby carpet. He's like, why doesn't this one lift up?
So, buddy.
Can't have a president with a pet monkey. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, fuck, can't have monkeys in the fucking White House.
I mean, we already did.
Oh!
Jesus Christ.
Can we cut? I'm not into that kind of humor.
Hey.
What the hell was that?
What did you bring for us today there, Pop?
I sent Natalie two clips.
What do we got?
Did you get them?
Do you guys do any shows live now?
Yeah. Thursdays. Every this is not live, but this is, we have to get this in because they're going away.
Yeah.
We're not going to be able
live. I came back for the show. I came back on Thursday for the show. I left the Poconos.
I know. Everybody gets upset if it's not live. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they get so upset at me.
Do they really?
Yeah. Fucking.
I got to say, live adds like a little pressure in my head of like, let's try to do it. Let's do it up, you know?
Not like they like gas digital. I mean like the RLC.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like for the viewers, I'm like, all right, we really got to try to bring it. It's never happened, but, you know.
What's never happened?
Bringing it.
Bring it.
But in my head, I think it does.
What did you
bring up the Dylon one? So this is Dylon saying that Chappelle.
Oh, I saw this the other day. Now I will say this, bro. That Dylon and Dylon.
That
thing,
was a real person.
Yes. Yeah. So this was
about making the band.
Making the band. This is it was Diddy's show.
But this is something that I didn't say at all. So I have no control over this. You said I'm top five rappers. You said I spit hot fire. And I was a kid saying, what are they talking about? But right after, anytime I send my music to DJs, they say, oh, that's the nigga that David Chappelle made fun of. Now I'm good on that. No one is calling me. Everyone is laughing. This is legend now. I'm legend now.
This guy
now
tried to give me a mixtape 2 days ago.
Yeah.
We got to hear him rap. I got to hear
what
it sounds
just
like.
Did, and you're not answering the phone.
That's the funniest part.
You're not answering the phone. Bro, that shit was 20 years ago.
Yeah. That I mean, joke probably in rough times right now.
The joke actually burned it. at that time.
It wasn't his trash music that burned it.
I mean, I can just tell this is a corny guy.
Five best rappers of all time.
One of the greatest.
Think about it. Dylan. Dylan, 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 and Dylan.
All right,
because I spit hot fire, man.
Dude, I was just on rap, and we were talking. They were like, "What are like the great materials?" And I was like, "Nylon." And it got zero.
Really? I would have laughed my ass. Yeah. That's hilarious, bro.
Yeah, nothing.
That is just that show making the band and the Chappelle show, what he did there. Like, I'll never forget either one of those things. Because Dylan was a fucking, he was a maniac on the show.
Yeah.
He was like attacking.
Maniac?
Dude, he's like attacking people and shit. Like grabbing.
He was being a rapper?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you trying to say maniac?
He was a little maniac. Maniac.
A maniac. Why are you putting an E in there?
A maniac.
You think it's mean, like they're being mean.
No, M-A-N-I-A-C, maniac. Wait,
that's what he's saying, maniac.
Maniac.
But he said maniac.
He's a maniac.
Oh, no.
You think the word is mean, plus he does it so much, it's an E-ac.
You're being mean.
He's saying
maniac. Being maniac.
A mini yak, a small yak.
Yeah, it's a tiny yak.
Tiny little yak.
He's a tiny yak. He's acting like a tiny yak. So I never saw him making the band.
So the thing is, he's out of his mind still to this day. You could tell he's done no fucking work on himself.
Yeah.
And he sucked then, and he sucks now still, obviously, because he never did anything after that show.
I mean, we got to hear
of them
him.
Did. No,
we,
none
we,
of them did.
We got to hear his rap. We got to hear him.
Throw. Can you find a video of him?
Yeah, find Dylan from Dylan making the Dylan band rapping.
Because I spit hot fire.
You said
now,
that.
Now, Lev, you never talk about your old rap career.
No.
Why not?
We actually,
what was your name when you were a rapper?
You compared songs.
What was your MC name?
It was my same name.
Lev Fur?
The Tortoise. Yeah, it was just the same name. I rapped in high school. Dude, I gotta... Can we get some fucking tissues in here or something?
Can we get some tissues for Lev, please?
I can't. Thank every you time I think of my rap career. How about what I gave up?
Lev was pretty nice. Lev got a flow. He sounded
oh,
like
didn't we
extra
play it? Yeah. We played both of our raps. Gio used to rap.
And Tristan.
It would have been funny if they just brought you a rap.
Coincidentally, we just did an episode. We realized all three of us had rap out on YouTube.
Wait, Tristan raps too?
Yeah, he did Old Town Road.
Bro, when Mac Miller was hot, there was not a white kid in the country that wasn't on SoundCloud rapping, dude.
Yeah.
That was...
I mean, I missed all of Mac Miller because I was high. I don't know much about him.
I mean,
him.
I was high too, but I wasn't too into his music like that. I liked his show. Show he had, the Mac Miller show.
As good as Lev is with wordplay and puns, I would imagine that, you know, probably translated over to your rap career also.
I don't think I really had a brain for that shit.
You think if you rap now, you could really...
You know what's funny? The first 2 years of comedy, I thought one day, like once I'm 25 and I'm like a rich comedian, I was like, then I'll do like the Donald Glover thing and do like a rap album just for fun.
Yeah.
And then you hit like 27, you're like, I might never make $100,000
in all my years combined. Yeah. Fuck, that's right. Glover, like he had a special on Netflix, I believe, and then he ended up and he became Childish Gambino after that. Yep.
He was actor comedian and then Childish Gambino.
I mean, I'd say like he's probably a better musical artist than a comedic artist. Atlanta though, that people love that show.
Yeah. Yeah. He's an actor. He's
you guys
actor
ever watched it?
No.
I tried. I remember watching like two episodes and being like, I like this. This is good. And then I just didn't keep watching it. But it's hard for me to watch anything that's...
What was Atlanta about? Just like a bunch of gay dudes?
It's just, you know.
Atlanta, that's like...
It seemed like a slow-paced show.
It's like
that's
the gayest
why
city
I just don't like... I don't like bits on TV. Like, they'd be doing like bits. You know what I mean? And I'm like... Here's it's like mini sketches almost. Here's him on a date with a chick, and then this goes wrong. Yeah. And I just like I'd rather just watch The Sopranos at that point.
Yeah,
no disrespect. It's
I
just
still
like,
haven't watched that show,
bro.
I've seen episodes.
That's crazy.
He doesn't think it's that good.
That is crazy.
I've watched some episodes, and I'm like, this guy. It's just a lot of talking.
Yeah, that's
there's. What it's not a plot show. Yeah. It's just
life.
It is kind of a show for white people though. When I think about it, because it is just a show about depression and hating.
There's
everything.
A lot of racism in that show, too.
Like, even though there's some gangster shit, it just showed, like, oh, this is the end of the mob mafia.
Yeah,
like,
the plot doesn't even matter in The Sopranos. I've watched it through 15 times, and, like, still I am picking up, like, plot points that I just ignored the whole time.
Yeah.
It's just a guy dealing with his family and, like, hating life and just feeling like he got into both his career and life. like at the wrong time. And his parents molded this guy who can't enjoy anything. Right. And, you know,
yeah. It's like they took, what was that shit? The one with Billy Crystal and Robert De Niro.
Analyze This.
Analyze This.
I just watched it on the plane coming home from Phoenix.
Analyze This and Analyze That. So yeah. It's like something like that. Like a, yeah, a mob some funny guy stuff in there. With a psychiatrist.
Right. Right.
But that's like a slapstick comedy almost. Yeah. You want to talk to the manager? He's the manager.
He's like, why don't you do that? When he has another girl in the house, and he goes like, he's like, oh, why? He's like, you're married. He's like, why don't you do that with your wife? He's like, she kisses my kids with that mouth.
Yeah.
I'm on episode 10, season 4 of The Sopranos. Again, it's probably about the 6th or 7th time I've watched it. And I pick up on new shit all the time, too. I have to say, I really do consider it like a dark comedy, though.
It is very funny. I mean, it's just very naturally hilarious. But that's the thing. You don't want to watch. I just don't like watching comedies. You know what I mean? I just don't like them. Every comedy I've tried to watch, I'm like, this is just, I'm not the intended audience for this.
Right.
I like shit that's like dramatic, and then there's like a moment that might be funny. It's up to you. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that's what I like in there.
Well, you're not expecting a laugh. Where you're just like, oh, there's a serious show and it's not funny.
Or just the way like a guy like Artie Bucco, you just see his like reaction, like the beat he takes after a scene or something. Like, or just watching him like Tony being annoyed with him while he's like, pretty soon, we're going to need a high chair between you two. Just like watching somebody be a schmuck in like a real way is fun, you know? Curb is still funny. Curb hits.
That I watched the first season of that. That's a great show.
Now, I will say I never really watched Curb.
That was a funny
show. The first fucking 7 or 8 seasons are packed with hilarious shit.
One of the dopest things I've seen about Curb, I don't know if you guys have heard, there's a documentary on Netflix called Long Shot.
Okay.
Right? So this guy takes his daughter to a Dodgers game. Somebody ends up getting murdered. They blame him. He's like, I wasn't there. I was at the Dodgers.
Dude, all these ex-cons, all they watch is shit about people who didn't do it.
No.
And they get revealed in the end that they didn't do it. Now, everyone's innocent in your world.
This guy really didn't do it. Listen. So he's talking to his lawyer. I mean, they think he did it. He's like, he's going up. He's talking to his lawyer, and he's like, tell me what you remember about the game. Like, fucking, what was the score? Where were you sitting? This and that. And he goes, they were filming something there. They were filming he's like this bald guy, glasses, Jewish guy. Curb Your Enthusiasm was filming.
Yeah.
So then
By the way, that could literally be you.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
Bald glasses, Jewish guy.
I look like fucking Larry David. And sometimes I feel like I look like Junior, too, a little bit.
Yeah.
Big nose, bald. But they get the footage from Curb, and they're able to prove that he was there at the game. Yeah. And he got off.
That's cool.
He got off.
But he sat in jail for a little bit.
Long time.
Before they found that episode.
Yeah, they weren't letting him out at all.
Jesus.
At all.
Wait, you watch Curb and you don't know who Super Dave is? Super Dave Osborne?
I don't know who the fuck that is.
That's the guy with the fucking bike and the white jumpsuit and the fucking
cape.
The fuck is that? That sounds like Evel Knievel.
He's a comedic Evel Knievel.
Okay, I don't know.
That's exactly. I mean, none of the stunts were ever real. He was always
there's
like,
only one Super Dave as far as I'm concerned,
Dave
player.
Dave Chappelle.
Super Dave.
You went to the Chappelle after party the other night, right?
Yeah, shit was whack.
There's Super Dave right there.
It wasn't really much of an after party.
You were there too?
It was more of a hang.
I should have played after spots.
Yeah, it was more of a hang.
You out there getting fucked up. You out there drinking, doing blow, doing mushrooms, doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and just waking up the next day feeling like shit. Well, guess what? We got something for you that can make that next day feel so great. It's called Capsulate, all right? Capsulate, it prevents feeling awful the day after drinking and using drugs and homosexual activity. You got to take it before, or you can actually take it while you're getting fucked up. It's the most potent product on the market. It's doctor formulated. It supports your liver. Toxic byproduct of alcohol is the cause of symptoms of a hangover, and Capsulate's going to knock that shit right out of you.
All right. If you want to use Capsulite and get 30% off, use promo code GAS. Once again, use promo code GAS, G-A-S, and get 30% off of Capsulite.
Back to the show. All right, Nat, pull this video up for us that Gio sent.
Oh, the other one. Okay, yeah.
Wait, are we going to hear Dylon rap? I'm so curious.
Oh, yeah, get the Dylon first.
Start pulling the shit up.
I got to hear this.
I like how he used
that. Dude, by the way, anytime it's a video like this, that's like this shitty, the artist paid $10,000 to a friend to make this.
Yeah.
I'm not rhyming for the sake of rapping. I've been trapping on my life. Look what happened.
Already garbage.
Oh, yeah. We've been lit.
One stop to the last drop. We big dogs, no sandlot.
When I said con, they thought I meant yay. Speaking convicts, then it must mean may. Speaking of yay, we know about way.
Oh, God. Yes, stop it. This is like, I mean, this sounds terrible. Like a white guy rapping. Yeah, there's so much like extra diction and fucking formality.
Yeah,
all right. God, that's trash.
That was enough of that. Yeah,
that's why Chappelle's not picking up your calls, bro.
God, that's damn.
Imagine, I wonder if like Diddy made them do some weird shit on that show. Like besides that, like, go get cheesecake.
Bro, I bet you that show, the stream numbers, like wherever it's at, must be shooting up. Because like now I would love to go back and watch Diddy interact with these people because I never got to see that.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it was always the same thing. Shutting studio down. You got to walk and go get cheesecake and fucking over the Brooklyn Bridge. He would do shit like that to them. That's, you never saw the show?
No, I never saw it. I only know Chappelle making fun of him. Yeah. That's it.
I've only watched like a few episodes.
Bro, Diddy's
got annoying.
Diddy's fucked.
He's getting the R. Kelly treatment right now, boy. Yeah, he's fucking. He's like doing.
Coming out.
Doing fucking cameo videos like, y'all can't keep doing this to me. He's losing his shit right
30
now.
30 years of my life.
Wait, what's the thing with him now? What's going
Meek
on?
Meek Mills. They mentioned Meek Mills in it.
He's getting sued out the ass.
Yeah.
All right.
Meek Mills didn't get, they didn't name him his actual name, but it said a Philly rapper who dated Nicki Minaj.
That's that was Meek Mill.
Like, who else is it? And then he went on Twitter and Instagram.
I saw that.
Was like, I ain't never do no gay shit. I'm from the hood. We don't play that. He just got mad.
Oh, dude,
defensive.
He posted way worse shit than that.
Oh,
he was like, for me, it's just that juicy pussy. That's what I live for, player.
He goes,
I run a red light for the juicy pussy. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this guy's gay, dude. This guy's gay as fuck.
100%, dude. Yeah, once I saw that, I've run red lights for that juicy pussy. Oh, I was like, yeah, this guy, he's trying to hide some shit. And then just the track listing on his fucking...
Oh, yeah, the first song is I Come From My Bottom.
Yeah.
On his album. Okay. I mean, there's breadcrumbs
started
all over.
As a bottom.
Started as a bottom, now we here. Started as a bottom, now the whole team's fucking queer.
Yo, Lev got some bars, baby. The thing with Meek Mill, what pissed me off about him, even before this, is that, you know, when he got locked up, right? And I feel like I could talk about this because I've been incarcerated before. As everybody was like trying to get him out and saying that he did not deserve to be incarcerated.
He did it.
Bro, are you kidding me? He was on felony fucking probation. Yeah. All right. He missed probation like numerous times.
Guys on the road.
So what is it with you, like, you ex-cons, if you reform,
right,
you become like fuck you to everybody else that breaks rule.
Because I had to do my time.
It's like Mexicans who get in the country and then they're like, shut the border down. Like they immediately flip.
Yeah.
It's like people who pay off college debts. They're like, no, fuck student loan forgiveness.
Yes.
I fucking paid that shit. You should still want other people to not get fucked by the system, you know?
No, but the thing is like, what the fuck are we doing? Like the guy.
I'm more objective. Derek is like, fuck them all.
Yeah.
Fuck all convicts or whatever, but
I'm not saying fuck all convicts. What I'm saying is if like you get caught out there, do your time. Stop crying like a fucking baby.
Yeah, but he only did a year.
Yeah, but he's rich though,
yeah,
dude.
He was on probation for some bullshit for like 10 years because he got trapped.
I think somebody got
over dirt biking or some
bullshit. Yeah, it was for dirt biking.
No, that was one of the charges he did. They caught him fucking dirt biking. No, somebody got shot. Somebody got shot. That's why. But bro, for a year, if he's me or he's you, dude, he's going away. He's doing like 3 or 4 years. He only got a year. So right there,
he has money.
Well, that right, yeah, I know. But that right there,
imagine going from
like,
the Rolls Royce to the can.
Yeah,
like how much worse that would suck.
And Philly prisons ain't easy. Prisons in Pennsylvania, it's all Commonwealth. It's all Commonwealth. But now we know that Meek Mill is participating in homosexual activity. And I think it's going to be a game changer.
He was popping willies.
Bro, if you see all the comments on his fucking Instagram now, everyone's just like, come on, man.
No.
Did he touch you or not?
I saw on Twitter they were fucking gunning for him. I mean, he was like just dropping the ball on Twitter, dude.
Yeah.
He was just burying himself on there. But I think with this.
What do you do there? Not say anything? What do you do?
Well, here's the problem is like you have an opportunity to make some press and your fucking album's coming out. So you got to do it right. But
so you're a 10.
I would not have fucking
look at that, bro. Give this shit up. You a Fruit Loop. It's okay.
Honestly, so I would try to talk to some comics and be like, what's the funny way to go at
that's
this?
The streams you get after you let Diddy take your cheeks.
What version? Hold on, what does that say? What version on YouTube is this?
No, that wasn't a funny one. Diddy got your back.
Q snap.
He still ain't said he ain't do it.
He didn't do
while
it.
Gay in the comments.
Dude, Diddy is like terrifying. Like a gay gangster.
Yes.
That's so scary.
That's like
so
the guy that
levels,
used to run
dude.
LOL, Roy.
You don't know which wallet he's going for. Yeah. He's just fucking. That's so threatening, bro.
Yeah, 100%. And the way he's being sound, he's like a fucking sexual deviant.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but he was.
Yeah.
It's not like he's a sex. He was a straight up sexual deviant. To pay another man to fuck your girl, that's fucking weird. So he's a cuck. He's a pedophile. He's a
but here's
closeted
the other thing.
Homosexual.
I got to be honest, though, and this is like a flaw in my own brain. I still wonder how much of it is like, you're rich, I'm not. And I did some shit that I think I shouldn't have done.
Right.
Maybe I could get fucking 10 mil off you real quick.
Oh, that buyer's remorse.
Yeah, you wonder, because once the cocaine fades, once that fucking leaves your system and the next day those dopamines are low.
So I
always still kind of wonder, you know.
I mean, but that still happens because even in comedy, there's people like some girl posted a video. You think she's going to out a guy, but she just talks about it, never mentions his name. And she's like, well, you know, he's a bigger comic, and I feel like it'd hurt me more to say something now. So I'm just letting you guys know, but not letting you guys know. You seen that video?
No.
But
that is also a tough thing because, like, man, it is true. Like, if you're especially in a business as small as comedy, if you, like, out somebody for something, like, you're always going to be known as that person
whistleblower.
Who was involved. Not even so, but you'll always be like seen as this victim of a thing. Do you always want to be associated with that for the rest of your fucking career? And like, you know, if there's so many things I want to talk about what Lewis did to me.
Comedy is small.
Yeah.
Speak your truth, brother.
But I just
comedy is small only if you're mediocre, baby.
I don't want to fucking
what Luis J. Gomez did to you.
What him and Ralph did to me for me to get my show on this network. I mean, I can't even look at a rotisserie chicken anymore. And they're spinning in those windows. It just takes me right back.
All greasy and shiny.
But yeah. No, I mean, it is. And people obviously like, I mean, you can think about it. You can think of comics we know that are just so popular that like, even if somebody accused them of anything,
it would set them back.
The person who accused, like, think about how many people could trash, like, a huge fan base. How many people could, like, trash you for the rest of your life?
Yeah, but I feel like sometimes at that point, that person only cares about the money and is willing to deal with that nonsense.
Exactly. That's
what I mean?
I'm trying to say. A lot of those people were willing to deal with it when it was money involved. So it's just like, all right, you have morals. You know, your morals came back when the money ran out. That's what it seems like all these people. As soon as they're hurting, all of a sudden it's like, what you did to me was wrong. And I guarantee you somebody got into Cassie's ear and was like, listen, we'll protect you if you speak up. Because she was obviously
scared
to say
anything. But also I think if for a situation like Diddy, like there must be a kind of a word going around of like, hey, by the way, you're not the only one. There's a lot of people coming out.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just fucking.
Oh, he knew that.
Once imagine being the only one to do it. How much balls that would take going up against a gay gangster with that much money. Holy shit, dude.
But 50 called it. As soon as the Cassie shit came out and he paid it the next day. He was just like, the sharks are coming in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
And that's what happened within days.
Well, 50 is like a modern day philosopher.
50
now.
Rules.
And hilarious.
Fucking rules.
He's king
so
troll.
Fucking funny,
there's
bro.
No bigger the troll
man.
Than him.
Yeah.
He still fucks with Ja Rule. Did we talk about it last
dude.
Episode? Did you see the tweet?
Yeah, bro.
50's the petty king. He fucking rules, dude.
Yeah. He really goes by that destroy your enemies, like complete.
For sure. What was the tweet again?
Fuck, I can't remember.
Ja Rule put a pickup.
Oh, he just screenshot Ja Rule saying, he goes like, yo, I can't get in London. This is fucked up. I have a whole show this weekend. They're not letting me in. And then 50 posts that screenshot. And in the comments, he goes like, I got power everywhere.
Also, 50 Cent is the most beloved by Jews.
Yeah.
They love him.
They love him. Yeah.
Why is that?
They don't know he raps.
Yeah. They just like coins.
Oh. Damn, that one went right over my motherfucking head.
It
took me a second, but I got it.
Right
it was
over
a little slow.
Head.
Yeah, but when it comes to Trump, nobody's better than 50 Cent.
50 rules. Yeah. He fucking rules. No two ways.
I read his
it.
Book in jail, The 50th Power. It's
that is
good.
Crazy.
It's a great
book. I'd rather you read the Quran.
I did read the Quran. Like, I read it right after.
Oh, is this a fucking comeback by Ja Rule? Now I know why 50 Cent named the show Power. Power Bottom. Tickle
oh.
Booty. tickle. No,
that wasn't, but see, anything Ja does just has that Ja stink on it.
It's corny, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 50 destroyed him years ago, and every time he tried to make a comeback, 50 was there to like push him back.
Well, dude, he got destroyed by 50, and then Murder, Inc. fell apart, and then the Fyre Festival shit, and he ended up looking like a fucking bozo.
You know the other problem with Puff is Puff doesn't have hits that are as good as 50's. Like, I think 50 could survive some mean Me Toos.
Right.
Because those hits keep banging.
But 50's not a dumb dude. Like, he makes every girl he's had sex with has to sign a contract.
Yeah, but how enforceable are NDAs? There's a lot of debate there, too, of like, do they ever really
we're getting into
an NDA?
Weeds.
I think it's more of a contract instead of an NDA.
We're getting into the weeds with that. Not me. The weeds.
I mean, look, I just think you have to accept, like, that, like, yes, people abuse people. Yes, people will also try to extort people. We live in a fucking complex world. So, like, if you're a person with money or power, like, I've heard stories of guys who are, like, you know, important people, and they just go, anytime I have sex, like, if I have sex with a chick, everything's cool. A week later, they'll be like, hey, I need 10 grand, or I'll fucking go talk to TMZ or whatever the fuck. Yeah. Like, it's just a part of the game. Like, if people can get something out of you, they need it. People are hungry, bro. Like, whatever way they can get something out of you, if you're down fucking 6 months in rent, you're a chick, you fuck some dude, and then he's like, and now he's not even texting me back, you might be like, all right, I'll never see you again. I'll try to hit you for 30 grand. Most people won't do that, but there are still some people that will.
You're going to have to deal with that real soon.
Dude, I'm out the game. I'm retired. That's it. I've been with my chick forever. I'm done, dude.
What was the fight you got into last week?
I forget you're 25 years old sometimes.
He's 28.
This guy 27.
What was this fight you got into last week? What happened? You had a lot of fights last week, huh?
No, we just had one with, what was it about? It all started because I left a fucking dish in the sink.
A dish?
Yeah, it was a catering tray, and it blocked the sink, but I left, like, she's like, you got food in the drain, and then it clogs the dishwasher.
And he's like, no, there's no way there was food in that drain.
I eat out of that thing every day. It was like a whole fucking thing, and then, you know, you start arguing with a chick, and then they're smart now, so they're like, I actually lashed out because I'm worried about this, and this with my family, and then you're like, all right, but that still doesn't mean you get to fucking abuse me, lady. So it was like a lot of that, and I took a day or two to think, and then we had a good talk, and slowly building up.
Building back up.
Sure. Build back better.
Me and you were arguing last week.
Well, that's because you tried to finesse the shit out of me like a rat. And you hated it.
And it worked.
It worked.
He's here.
It didn't work. I was desperate.
Ladies and gentlemen, left for everybody for doing the podcast. Appreciate you.
Why are you still saying no? You admitted it. Don't go back now. You admitted it. I told the story on Colin's pod. I didn't tell it on my own.
Yeah, but the thing about Colin's pod is you weren't completely accurate on it, though.
I was totally accurate.
No.
I'm 50. Your jaw rule. And the story is what the story is. No. Gio is Puff.
Taking those power cheeks.
Nat is Little Kim. That's how we'll roll. No,
she's Cassidy.
You said.
Oh, wait, no, never mind.
You want to get into this?
You said
you
on
really want this?
Colin's pod. I'm tired of talking about fucking hip hop people. This is ridiculous.
Hip hop people.
That's what he calls black people.
These fucking hip hoppers. Hard R.
You're a hip hopper.
Hip hopper. No, you just said on Comms Pod, you were like, Derek asked me to come on my podcast every week. We got 13 minutes, kid.
No, I was just, I got a notification.
Yeah, Lev told me you just show up uninvited.
No, Derek fills in very often and saves me in pinches on my show.
Yes.
That's a fact. There's no two ways of getting around. And people don't like it. There's a lot of comments, both from viewers and comedians, who are like, are you crazy? Like, it's not good for his health. He shouldn't be out this much. people are worried. So, but here's what drove me fucking crazy.
I love doing the Lev First show.
Drove me fucking crazy. So, I've canceled on the show the last time, and I gave Derek a whole speech of like, I just can't come down there at 3 o'clock. It's my whole fucking day. I'm like, and then your show's bad or whatever. And all that, you know, all the tax stuff.
I was with you up until that part.
So I gave like the whole thing. And I also was like, I just don't want to do it. I don't want to do my own podcast.
Right.
I don't want to do any podcasts that aren't like going to bring people to mine or fucking is my show.
Right.
It's hard enough for me to do my own show for a fucking hour a week. Just
I got it. You want to be a clout chaser.
I just don't want to do anything. I'm so lazy. I don't want to do a single thing. I just want to make some money, ride my motorcycle, just do comedy every night, and that's it. That's all I want to do. And You know, so. Wrong. Oh, by the way, I think the studio mics are on.
I was agreeing with you.
No, I know. I was just giving you a heads up. I also am the head producer.
You got a producer credit on this.
He's
one?
The audio technician.
No, so the last time I canceled on Derek, and it was funny because I did it live on stream, and I was just like talking to the viewers. I was like, I'm going to cancel on Derek. Right. They were like, no, go on. I was like, fuck that.
I will say, dude, some of the most fun I have is Lev streaming. It's great time.
Oh, that's funny. When you came in and we brought him into the stream on a Discord call. And he didn't realize how Discord works. He's a fucking boomer. So he turned he threw his phone off. And he was in the call talking to his chick on my stream, not knowing he's on stream. So he's just like, I'll fucking sit wherever the fuck I want to sit. Like, just shit like that, like around the house shit. And then I call, I go, Derek, you're on the fucking stream. Because I was worried he was going to say some gay comedy shit of like... Yeah. Yeah, I think that went all right with Lev, but I don't know if you'll bring me on the road. Like, so I was trying to protect him.
It was so funny because she goes, what were you doing? After I throw my phone, she goes, what were you just doing? I go, Lev was playing video games. I was watching him like a
Forgot to end it.
No, so I X'd out of the app, but I didn't know you actually had to hang up like
you
a phone.
Like, hang
it's
up.
Like, you gotta. It's. So, I was in the Discord. So, dude, I'm in the Discord, and I don't realize that we're like 30 seconds behind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like I'd be like, oh, Lev, do this, do that, and he'd be like, that happened already. Like, yeah. It was.
So then I tell him to fucking go in and call. He's like, oh, all right, good looks. So then he jumps in and does the same thing again. Yeah. And then just goes right back to arguing with his chick on fucking stream. And the chat's like dying, but I was like, he just couldn't figure out how fucking Discord works.
And dude, he keeps calling me. I'm like, why the fuck is Lev keep calling me? I listen back to it on the live stream.
He's the first guy that's sent collect calls into our Discord chat.
It was fucking hilarious.
It was a funny thing. But so what happened was I'm a bitch about going on. Everybody who asked me to do their podcast, I say no.
Yeah.
All four of those people. And then you said to me, so I was going to have Little Pete on. And this is the Derek angle of the century. I go, I'm having him on next week. I'm so excited. He was like a young comic that I like thought it'd be so fun to bring on, do like a serious interview. You know what I mean? And Derek goes like, well, not if we have him on first. We're going to have him on Thursday. And I knew he was like fucking around, so I just ignored it. Then he calls me like 2 days later and he goes, yo, man, you know how Gio is. Like, Gio's kind of crazy. Like, he wants Lil Pete on Thursday.
I can't stop.
And I don't know if I could stop him. And I just didn't say anything because I already know in my head he's lying. Gio doesn't know about this.
Yeah.
And he's using Gio as the pit bull in the situation of like good cop, bad copping me. And then he goes, he's like, maybe if you come on the show with Lewis in a couple weeks, I could get him to back off a little bit. And I go, oh, yeah? I was like, let me think on that. And then I hung up, and then it, like, hit me what was happening. I texted him, I cannot fucking believe you just tried to finesse me into doing your fucking show. And he just goes, show business.
Show business.
That was
homie.
His response.
And then B-I-D-N-E-S-S.
And I'm like, this motherfucker's on my show every week. Every fucking week, more than anybody. And he's finessing me into coming on. So then we get into the Stan Green room. It's a full fucking room. I am bullying him on this, like yelling. I was like a little pissed. So yeah. I was like,
is this after me and you talk?
No, you were there.
Same night.
Yeah. Same night, okay.
And so I just fucking went in on him. It was like almost uncomfortable. And then
I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you, I was actually having kind of a blast.
Yeah, we were having an all right time. But I thought I was going a little too hard. And
you got a little serious at some point. You were like, he's a criminal.
Well, you are a criminal.
He's a criminal. Just, no, I'm a
you
reformer.
You got upset with me because I said, like, these people never reform. They still try to angle and finesse their friends.
Yeah, you said that shit to me. I was kind of pissed off about that. Like,
yeah, but it's the truth. It's just what it is.
You really hurt Gio's feelings.
I don't care. I don't give a shit.
You didn't hurt my feelings, but I was just like, oh, that's a
Gio was like, I'm
shit.
Not a criminal no more, man. What
I hurt your feelings.
No.
And the next night, I was in the green room, and you walked in, and I just as soon as you came out, I was just giving you stink face.
No, you gave me a shit-eating grin.
Yeah, Derek just fucking popped off. It was like, I don't want to fucking hear it today. Doing all that shit. Finally, after like 20 minutes, we're talking. I go, just admit. Because the thing that was driving me crazy is like, I did not try to angle you. I was just joking with you. I was like, you're a fucking liar. Just admit you tried to finesse me, and we could move past this. And finally, he was like, all right, yeah.
Dude, that's his favorite excuse.
And I go, you try to finesse me. And he goes, yeah, but, you know.
Derek's whole thing, Derek would get tight and blow up. He's like, No, I was just fucking around. I was just trolling.
Yeah, yeah.
I was
like, he uses like, I'm that. Retarded. Like, he thinks I'm gonna buy the. Like, he was like just trying to be funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, no, he definitely was trying to fuck with you.
No, he definitely was. He found an angle.
He was trying to get a
and
rise.
He was ballsy enough to try it.
I was enjoying it. It was very fun.
He's Puerto Rican and Jewish.
Yeah, it was.
It was fun. But angles, they're friends.
We made up.
We did make up.
You weren't acting like my friend.
What are you talking about?
You weren't acting like
just
my friend.
Just because I'm not doing your show every 3 months doesn't mean
you
I'm not
gotta
your friend.
You got to do my
You're
show
on my
every
show
three
every
months.
Fucking week.
No, but you have to
every
come
week.
On. You got to help us with the numbers. That's just what it comes down to.
I am helping you. You're on my show every week.
That's not true.
Every week you have a chance to be funny and steal viewers. Every single week.
I think we pretty much have the same viewers.
We don't.
I mean, we have like the
I have your viewers.
The racist live chat VIP. Funnies.
I have all of your viewers. I have all of them.
This is the Lev that drives me nuts.
We have some black people that don't fuck with you.
What?
No, that's not black, true. Black people?
Fucking idiot.
Oh, my bad. My bad. See, I can never try to scam you. You see that?
No.
You see that, buddy?
No, because it wasn't your scam.
Yeah, fucking, you should have nudged me. Hello there, responsible adults over the age of 21 and girls who are 18 and older, living in states where Delta 8 is legal and prostitution. You want to get high, really high, super duper. Legally high? Well, now's the time to go to YoDelta.com where you can stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8 that will not make you gay.
Yeah, I smoked one of those joints here, one of those YoDelta, Delta 8. What was it? You know, YoKratom? Mm-hmm. Or was it YoDelta?
I think it's
I'm already
company.
Fucking it up. But yeah, I smoked because I smoked that YoDelta joint.
That
on the way
he
here.
Is so fucked up from it that he can't even talk right
I
now.
I can't even read.
Yeah. I took their vape and their gummies and it knocked my dick in the dirt.
Oh, dude.
Literally.
Yeah. It knocked my dick right into my own ass. That's how fucked up I got.
So it made you gay for yourself.
It made me, yeah, made me gay. I turned into a self-loving homosexual.
Self-homosexual, self-loving. So if you're over the age of 21, you're living in the majority of states where this is legal, go to YoDelta.com, stock up on the Delta 8. What's Delta 8, you say? It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high at YoDelta.com. You can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stone needs. I could tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products would be taking, I can't see that because our things,
responsibly.
Don't take them responsibly. Take them irresponsibly. Get super, super fucked up. Get
like
crazy
me.
With it. So yep. Once more,
that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of Gas Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS for 25% off. YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high.
Here we go, 25% off. Good for the Jews. But yeah, it did get a little crazy down there. Between
not for me, I don't feel like that.
I'm always a manager.
I do fine in that kind of environment. I do fine in uncomfortable, we're kind of yelling, it could get a little tense. I'm fine in that.
Yeah. But Some people were not.
Some people were like, they're having a war down there. Yeah. And like,
which is so lame.
To me, I was like, we're having a fucking, you know, we're going back and forth a little bit. What's the big deal?
Was it women that were saying that?
No.
Anytime a woman walked into the room, an actual woman, we were quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were quiet.
We don't want to confuse their tiny brains with our loud voices.
Yeah. Yeah, but I guess everything is all good now.
Everything's all good, buddy. Yeah. But I know. Now I know. Angler.
Nah, I can't even angle him now. You ruined it for both of us.
Damn, what were you going to say? Tell me.
No, I'm just saying I can't angle him because he ruined the angling.
No. Lev is crazy. He's smart. He's not an idiot.
Yeah, and you learned that fucking day.
Dude, did
That's
you
That's the thing.
Really?
You're talking to me like I'm a fucking idiot.
No.
I know. Most people think I'm retarded. I know that.
That is not true.
A lot of people think I'm retarded.
Delusional.
Because I'm always
delusional?
Tired and I present retarded. And I say dumb shit that can hurt my career and I talk too much shit. So people think I'm an idiot.
Well,
and I kind of am.
Arrogant, but not.
Well, listen, they could say you're an idiot because you say dumb shit that could fuck you up or you've done things in the past that could fuck you up. But I don't think you're somebody that I could get one over on.
Well,
you ain't no fucking dumb hick.
Certainly tried.
I mean,
I'm glad the viewers know. And you know what? I actually think you being like a piece of shit like that actually adds to the authenticity of the show. I genuinely think it's like a good thing. Like, I think, you know, it's unfortunate for the people that care about you and put in good words for you.
Yeah.
But I think it's good for the branding of the show.
What I will say about you is that I appreciate being able to argue with you without it turning into like some kind of fucking
I'm not like
lame ass gay ass shit.
Yeah,
there's like, you know, people being like, oh, they're fucking going at it down there, and then we come up and they're like, oh, what happened? It's like, dude, nothing.
I mean, but people are going to do that regardless.
I'm a disagreeable person. Arguing and apologizing comes with the territory.
Right,
I have to apologize to people all the time. It's just what it, people who are assholes.
You know,
like,
need to start apologizing to
who?
Yourself.
For what?
For what you did to your body. Yeah.
My 1,300 reasons why. No, you got to.
You
got
to show a picture of young Lev and what see what you did to that.
An asshole is somebody who, like, is a dickhead and does not apologize, correct, or ever take accountability for it. I take accountability for being an asshole. I do. Like, if I fuck
it
up.
It was very hard for me to take accountability for that.
It was. Yeah, you acted like a chick.
Well, the reason why I didn't want to take accountability for it is because people pull shit on me all the time.
I was like, Derek, take accountability. He goes, you ever watch Long Shot on Netflix? He's like, I'm telling, people get screwed like this all the time. I have nothing to do with this.
Yeah, every time we've ever gotten into a fight, he was wrong. His way of apologizing is, we'll talk like a day later or something. He'd be like, yo, so, you know, friends are going to fight and argue. Yeah. And
the prelude.
Yeah.
It happens. We're close.
But here's the thing. I actually chess moved you in that fight because before I gave it to you,
right?
Gio was in the fucking green room trying to angle me for other shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't try to angle you. That wasn't an angle.
But I said to Gio,
I was just coming from my dude.
I didn't go, you know, I'm fighting with Derek. I didn't say that. I go, what do you know about Lil Pete? And I go, I'm gonna just let him. And
he's like, who the fuck?
He goes, who the fuck is that?
I just want to do five, man.
I go, you never heard of this guy? He's like, no. I go, interesting.
Yeah.
Confirms my suspicion.
He had no idea.
I know, but I just wanted to make sure before I went coming at you about it. I got to fucking cite my sources, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No,
I was an unwilling source.
So, bro, I will be honest.
You're like the guy who doesn't know he's an informant. You have no idea. You're just accidentally leaking.
I accidentally snitched.
Yeah.
Oh, you fucked it up. You're supposed to say, yeah. Well, I will say this. After my angle, trying to roll you, the chaos that ensued was good, though.
Sure.
Gio was like, what the fuck, man? Why am I in trouble for some shit you did?
Yeah,
for once. It's usually the
other way around.
It's usually the other way around. I'm like, come on, man. You got me on like five or six of them. He's like, I fucking lost the spot, man. But, yeah, no, I at least, fuck, I'm glad. I know anything that you say behind my back, you'll say to my face.
Yeah. For the most part, yeah.
Not everything.
No, I would say so. I would agree with that.
Oh, yeah, and the same with me. I tell you to your face.
Have I told you shouldn't do comedy?
Oh, yeah, 100 times. I tell myself that every fucking day.
No, I would say I'm very supportive of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
I will tell you this. These last 4 days I was in Arizona, I ate like a fucking animal. Disgusting.
Really?
Every day at the fucking at the club, I
heard you're eating nothing but dicks on stage.
That's not true.
I was trying to go for that, but I'm like, that's gonna beat me to it.
No, I had a fun time with Danny Polachuk.
Did you?
Yeah,
it's a fun little room, isn't it?
Fun little room, and
shout out to the House of Comedy.
Yeah,
they're
really taking care of you, right?
That's the fam, dude.
Yeah,
that's the fam.
The Danny, like, I don't know how people think I would be on the road, but you know, you've been on the road with me a bunch. I'm chill. I'm not fucking trying to fuck with anybody.
People like taking you on the road.
Yeah. So it's very low energy, just hanging me and Danny. But dude, I was eating fucking those cheese curds, fucking the quesadillas, extra sour
cream. Porn podcast.
Wings, dude. Bro, I know. But
that's fucked up. I need to eat that shit.
I gained 10 pounds while I was there.
Jesus.
Yeah.
All club food?
All
dude, road
club food.
Road is rough. Horrendous. Yeah. Road is so bad to fucking not just balloon, dude.
Dude, I mean, we went shopping. Danny was actually trying to, he's like, I'm just going to get ground beef and eggs. I got like hot dogs, fucking juicy
juice. You love hot dogs. Danny loves hot dogs too.
We went to a ball game. I got him to eat one.
Nice.
I got him a foot long.
I don't like this thing of like average looking comics trying to like get in shape. I just don't like it. Just be the a schlubby fat raccoon eyed fuck. Yeah. Like,
you're projecting now, man.
I just don't like it. It's like, what do you think is going to happen? You think you're going to be in fucking Impossible?
Dude.
Mission Impossible is you losing 10, you fucking fat fuck. Like, what are we doing?
Dude, you kind of look like Dan. Natalie, pull up Lev's headshot from the stand if you can. Go on the
like death, dude.
Yeah. I mean, you look better now than you do in the picture she's about to pull up. Like, you got to go get these redone. You need.
You think that's bad?
No, he looks
better
there.
Dude, look at the circles around his eyes.
Did Paco do that one? Paco did that one, yeah.
Pull up, make it bigger.
I think that one looks fine.
Complicated with left.
Yeah, by the way, they haven't updated my credits on here since I was 17 years old. Literally,
Lev Fur started his
stand-up
career 17 years old, just last year.
This should read, Lev Fur, you know, from used to work at the stand. That's what it should read on there.
Make a note of that. Make a note of that.
I don't care.
No, we can't do slander here.
Yeah, it's not slander. It's just look at the calendar. What do you mean slander? It's not slander to be like, hey, they stopped booking me. Like...
Do I actually have to cut that, Derek?
No. Look at fucking Matt. I'm not a fucking Nazi, Nat.
Sometimes you say stuff, and I'm like, there's no way he means that. And then I'm
like, you know from this guy who used to do really well on shows here.
So, oh, by the way, congratulations on getting in at that other club.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
I am so happy for you, dude. I hope you can make your money. I hope you don't lose your bike.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to get it together.
You know?
Trying to get it together. That place is fun, man. It's like... It's fucking NBA over there, dude.
How do you feel about yourself now?
You don't walk around with like a this is the thing about comedy is it's you never walk around with like a holy shit I did it. It's just every next thing you get you gotta it's just new.
Hey man,
new proving grounds.
Speak for yourself
now for something else.
It's new proving grounds. It's like no really like once you're in over there, man. It's like you're following people that are crushing and every single person is going, I need to fucking crush.
Yeah.
And that creates an energy of like, I better fucking kill right now. And that's like, I mean, like literally you'll have sets where you kill and you go home and you're like, I have an extra word in this line and I need to get that out of there. Like it gets you in that groove of like, hold, I need to be fucking insanely good.
What time is your spot?
I got to leave like now.
You got to go now?
I want to go settle in.
Give plugs. Go ahead.
Lev Fur Show here on the network. Please follow me on Instagram. They'd be the biggest help. I got Tampa, Boston, San Diego, Phoenix coming up, and all over Canada. So please come on out to those. Spread the words about Tampa, Boston, and San Diego in particular. I want to make sure you guys come out to those bad boys. Lev Fur on Instagram at LEVFER. And that's kind of it, man.
Go ahead, G.
I will be at the stand all month. Come out May 11th. I'll be at the Dojo of Comedy with Danny Polichuk. And that's going to be
a fun
show. What
the fuck? How the fuck?
That was a Big Boss Man. That wasn't Danny himself. Don't get offended.
Well, I gotta talk to somebody about this. I'm his opener.
I can get you a guest spot if you want.
May 21st, I'll be at Side Splitters with Lev Fur. Go ahead, Nat.
Watch Gas Digital now on the Gas Digital website.
All right, that's it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Peace. Yep. Oh, that was perfect. One in a